Okay, first of all, thank you very much for coming to my talk. I'm very glad that so many of you are interested in open source firmware for confidential computing. Second, thanks to the room managers for accepting my talk. Unluckily, this year we don't have open source firmware dev room. But anyway, I gathered quite a lot of feedback from many people, so I would like to thank all the reviewers of this presentation. TrimDev, Michal was the brain, technical coding developer's brain behind this. I'm more of a coordinator and kind of high-level vision for that. So modern high assurance requires confidential computing. We have 10 years of confidential computing. Definitely, this is like a state-of-the-art part of the security ecosystem. And I don't think we can build high assurance infrastructure without confidential computing. And of course, we need high assurance to build some sovereignty. So how we will do this if we don't have enough experts? And of course, we have to grow more experts. We need more seniors. So how we grow those seniors? Those seniors need some hardware, some transparent ecosystem, which they can inspect, research, analyze, reason about. And this is what this talk is about. So first of all, I would like to give to confidential computing ecosystem some research platform for educational purposes, for security research purposes, which they can easily inspect, and then hopefully that will increase transparency in the ecosystem, increase openness of the ecosystem. And then hopefully we can get the underlying key components of the firmware, which are right now closed source binary blobs, going into standardization and openness. And what I will show in this presentation, the firmware trust problem, and who out is who, and where, like, who we rely on. Then I will tell you about OpenSeal and Coreboot, and what we did to open the ecosystem. And then I will show you the demo of the stack showing the SEV, SNP attestation on the OpenSeal plus Coreboot on the retail server, which you can buy, which you can provision, which you can flash and play with, of course, if you can afford the memory these days. Yeah. Okay. So this, I don't expect you to read this. Go back to the presentation, read the details. I know the letters are small. This slide is just to tell you what's my thinking about high assurance, and this is definitely extremely simplified view because it's not enough here. This picture should be much bigger. But